Welcome to the Iron Island Museum. My name is Linda Hastreiter, and I'm the president of the Iron Island Preservation Society. The building that you are standing in, it was built in 1883. It started off as a Methodist Episcopal Church. It opened up in 1885. It was open until the late 1940s, and it was sat empty for about 6 or 7 years. In 1956, it was purchased by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Ronald Wozniak, who just passed away, by the way, a few weeks ago. So maybe he'll come and visit us. We kind of changed the name of this room to the kids' room because we have a lot of activity with children.
Oh, no. Come on. I don't do children. Like little kids.
Yeah. This room that we are standing in right now is our military room, obviously. There's everything in this room going back to every war, including the Civil War. One of the spirits that was here and is here is a man. And it was a tall black shadow figure that we'd see walking through the hallways. And during the show of Ghost Hunters, when they went up the ladder, which you'll go up later on, they were charged by this man. After the show... After the show was aired, Chip Coffey, who's a psychic medium from Atlanta, Georgia, he came up here and he climbed up that ladder. He saw that man up there and he came down off the ladder and he told me that his name was Edgar. And I sort of just shrugged it off and didn't think anything of it. Well, about 9 months after that, I went through the list of the remains that were left in the basement, and sure enough, on that list was a man by the name of Edgar Zernicki. You ready? The first one I'm going to play for you is, it was picked up in the very front room over here. What you're going to hear is the group of investigators talking about the little boy, Richie. You're going to hear a little voice interject, "Oh boy," and then he said something else. You hear that?
You heard it?
He says, "I'm drowning."
Yeah, I heard.
Oh,
little,
boy.
Little kid
oh,
says,
"I'm drowning."
Drowning.
Oh, boy. Now, that's not the investigators. That's the spirit of the little boy. Now, the last thing I'm going to show you real quick is this video. You're going to kind of have to come around me. This is down in the basement. Now, Sandy, who was our guide, she felt as if somebody sat on her lap. So everyone was using their equipment on, but no one was paying attention right here. Look, watch right in here.
Okay, we'll play it again.
No, that's all. I don't even need to look at it no more.
Come on, you guys got to get your energy up. We bring the spirits out with more energy.
I'm going to stay low then.
I'm going to keep my energy low.
This is the ladder that they went up on the show, the Ghost Hunter show. And that they were charged by Edgar up in the attic.
That sounds like a job for you, baby.
And I'm hoping that every one of you take the opportunity to go up there and see the original church, the stained glass and everything up there, because it's quite beautiful.
Hey, man. Incredible Hulk can't do nothing up here, though. Hey, man.
Oh, hell no. I swear somebody just started talking up there, bro.
I swear to you, bro. I'm not
working.
He down here with y'all.
Sorry, bro. You just said you were
going to buy a hell of a lot. You're going to have to. Keith, you got to get your chest all the way up there, buddy.
It's not your damn mind. I'm sure you got the camera.
You got to go. One more step. Go on up there.
All right, last stop, the basement, then lights out, gang.
What you gotta show me?
Oh! Sorry.
That's all right. Don't apologize. Lights aren't even on yet.
I don't do basements, man. Behind him.
All I did was stand here. I didn't say a word, do anything.
Where I'm standing, it used to be a bathroom when it was a church. And there was a closet here when we took over the building, and this is where we actually found the 24 cremated remains was in a closet here. Psychics have told us that there's children buried behind that wall. So we've actually started knocking the wall down and thought, we don't know what we're doing, so we stopped. But it's kind of creepy back there. That's an old coal chute. When there was a church, they used to shoot the coal down where the gentleman's over there. Just some scary little places and nooks and crannies to crawl into and look.
Hey, we in a minute.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's what we were hearing.
What?
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for coming tonight. My name is Patrick. I'm the founder of Buffalo Paranormal Investigators. We're the in-house group here for the museum. What we want to do here tonight is take you guys through an actual investigation, a paranormal investigation, and get you involved, have you participating, using the equipment, that kind of thing. The main focus tonight is we're going to be using a digital voice recorder. We're going to try to capture spirit voices on it. And we're going to, you know, do real-time playback and stuff, have you guys get involved. We're going to do a session, play it back, see if we picked up any spirit voices. Pretty successful in the past.
Did you go airplane mode?
Yeah, I kind of didn't want to.
I'm like,
I did.
Something goes down.
Yeah, I need to hurry and make a call. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Everybody's ready? Yeah. Brian, you want to shut the door and turn the light off?
Yeah, and it starts.
Edgar, are you in the room here with us now?
He has a flashlight.
Flashlight's on.
Mm-hmm. Edgar, is that you lighting that flashlight? If it is, make it a constant bright. Steady.
Okay, 2 minutes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate you turning the flashlight on and off. But could you put your energy in one of the other pieces of equipment in the room?
Can you focus in the middle of the room?
It just turned the K2 on when you asked us to turn the equipment.
Could you make that go up to orange?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, oh right here, man.
Yeah, that was the first one I heard.
Yeah.
Did you pick up on me?
Could you make that go up to orange?
Yeah. Wow.
That's a great one. Yeah,
I got something to play for you guys.
Were you just slamming that door?
I creeped one of you guys out, too, because I think it says their name.
Let me finish playing this.
Are you here to see someone in particular? Mic recorder. You got that, too?
What's your name?
Chris.
Yes.
What do they call? What do they call somebody? Kiko or Kike or something?
Shut up.
Who's that?
Let me hear your teammate named Kiko.
Who's Kiko?
No one here named Kiko. He's supposed to
come. He was going
to
come in.
He didn't come. That's the name of this guy right here.
Play it again. Play it again.
Somebody
know
Kiko.
Yeah. You're the
dead one. The legend continues.
Next.
Are you happy we're here?
Wow.
What is that?
That's footsteps upstairs.
That could be a sign.
Who
wants to go up in the attic?
Nope.
Aaron, you
want to
go up in the attic?
We'll go with you guys.
That's right, fine.
They love you.
Whose picture is this?
That's Edgar.
Who put that up here?
Somebody did.
Okay.
We heard you.
Oh, oh damn, bro.
You see something again?
That's
you see something?
Right on this area.
What did it look like?
Shadow? Yeah, I just saw something too.
See?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Like, it just went in and went out.
Yeah, they always move left to right or right to left.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. It was a blast.
Good
nothing
time.
To worry about.
Oh, yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
You know why?
Nothing to worry about. Did you have a good time?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.